morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history today about snake hunting. It was hardly a typical day at the office, they said. I was standing on top of a rattlesnake den holding a squirming sack full of ornery reptiles, just a hankering to sink a fang into my outstretched arm. The thought suddenly occurred that the buzzing, venomous creature Wally was pulling out from beneath a rock was going to have to go into the sack I was holding. While Wally swung the snake about 2 feet in front of his face, he dropped it into the sack. It's a thrill to have one right in front of your face like that and see those beady eyes staring at you, Ralph said. Some people like to go fishing or play golf. We like to hunt snakes. It was a hot May day. We were probing a rock pile on the ranch cross river from the Chelan Falls. The two men had taken 25 snakes out of 2 dens in the area the day before and were back looking for more. They talked a little about snake hunting. I was up Spencer Canyon bear hunting one time, said Ralph. It was cold, drizzly day. I stepped up on this big rock and I could see some little ones, rattlers that is, down in the crack. One of them buzzed. Have you ever kicked a beehive? Well, when that little devil buzzed, that whole hillside took off like a mad beehive. I wonder if there's any market for rattlesnakes, he asked his friend. So I got to looking around and found out there is. As soon as we get 100, we're going to send them to an outfit in El Paso, Texas. They send them out to zoos and colleges and mostly to places that do research work. Kenny located about 30 dens of snakes. If I get within 100 yards of them, generally I can smell them if the wind's blowing right, he said. Davis raises cattle, horses, and children, and he'd just as soon not have any of them tangle with a cantankerous rattler. He kills an average of about 30 a year. The day on that hot hillside, they took out 44 fighting mad rattlers. You never get so you're not afraid of them, Spencer said. I jump just as high when I step on one now as I did the first time I saw one. The temperature was up high enough that the snakes were hostile. Despite the temperature, the snakes felt as cold as an ice cube. At least that's what Kenny said. I wasn't about to find out for myself. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.